More information is coming to light about what led to the shooting yesterday at YouTube headquarters in San Bruno, California. Three people were wounded, and the shooter, a woman, died from a self-inflicted gunshot. She appears to have been motivated by her anger at YouTube. NPR's digital culture correspondent Laura Seidel joins me now to discuss the latest. And Laura, let's start with the shooter. Since you and I spoke yesterday, we've gotten some details. We've gotten a name.
Right. Her name is Nazim Agdam, and she was 39 years old from Southern California. Police say they had actually gotten a call from her family before the shooting because she'd been missing for several days. And police found her sleeping in her car not far from YouTube headquarters the early morning of the day of the shooting. Police say they actually questioned her. She told them she was up there looking for work. They ran her license plate and, in fact, discovered that the family had been looking for her, called the family. The family says they called them back, and here there's some dispute. The family says they warned the police that she was very angry at YouTube. Mm-hmm. The police say that they didn't hear anything about that, then they spoke with her for 20 minutes and didn't notice a gun or anything of the sort.
I want to ask you more about the possible motive at play here in a second, but first, would you give us a quick update on how the victims are doing?
Yeah, there were three shooting victims who were taken to Zuckerberg San Francisco General Hospital yesterday. Two of them were women, a 32-year-old who was admitted in serious condition and a 27-year-old who was admitted in fair condition. And according to the hospital, both have now been released. The third victim, a 36-year-old man, has improved from critical to serious condition, but he is still in the hospital.
Okay. Now, this question of motive, because police are saying they believe she was motivated because she was upset with YouTube. How firm is that link?
Well, it looks pretty firm. Agdam had a YouTube channel from which she made money from ads running against her content. And her channel was a mix of videos about topics like animal rights, vegan eating, exercise videos to music. Some of the videos were in Farsi. But there are some videos where she explicitly expresses anger at YouTube. Apparently, okay. YouTube had actually put an age restriction on her workout videos and limited to people who were 18 or above. And she started to make less money, she says, got fewer views on her channel. Here's a clip from a video that appears to be Agdam speaking, saying that YouTube really wanted to censor her views.
This is what they are doing to vegan activists and many other people who try to promote healthy, humane, and smart living. People like me are not good for big businesses, like for animal business.
So she's saying, she's accusing YouTube of trying to weaken activists like her, of trying mm-hmm. to censor or filter her in some way. What do we make of this complaint?
Well, this is a pretty extreme example of, and very troubled example of anger at YouTube that a lot of creators on the site have been complaining about. They recently changed a policy about what kinds of videos qualify to get ads run against them and how they rank videos in search results. And YouTube is in a tough position. They're trying to keep violent, hateful content off their site and keep the platform as open as possible. And every day there are millions of videos being uploaded to this site. The company's tried to balance the right of people to express themselves with complaints about violent, objectionable videos, fake news, Russian propaganda. And, you know, all the social media companies now are facing this same dilemma.
That's NPR's Laura Seidel. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.